Grace, mercy, and peace be to you. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We've spent a lot of time this Lent reflecting on that phrase, for us. In the Holy Gospel, our Lord this evening gives us an insight of how we know that all of his work is really and truly for us. We do this by looking at those words from Jesus when he said, "Drink of it, all of you. For this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." The events of the Holy Gospel take place during the night when our Lord Jesus is betrayed. He is gathered in the upper room to share one last meal with his disciples, his closest friends, his confidants. They're celebrating the Passover. The night when the angel of death visited the firstborn of Egypt thousands of years before. God saved the people of Israel with a mighty hand. He sent the 10 plagues to Egypt, and Pharaoh finally relented and set the people free after the last one. The Passover, since that first evening, was celebrated each year as an annual reminder. Yet, even more than a reminder, for it bound the people of Israel to that night so many years ago. That night when the Passover lamb was slain and its blood was painted on the doorposts and the lintels of the homes of the Israelites, so that when the Lord sent the angel of death, it would sweep through the land but pass over the homes marked with the blood of the lamb. In the homes of the Egyptians, from the lowest slave to the palace of Pharaoh, the angel of death unsheathed its sword and claimed the lives of all the firstborn, both of field and of the household. The cost was great. The Lord kept his promise and kept his people safe from Egypt, and even then rescuing them through the land of slavery by bringing them through the Red Sea as on dry ground. But this night when Jesus is betrayed, the cost will be even greater. Jesus gathers his disciples whom he loves to have this meal with them. But this night is not simply another celebration of the Passover, another remembrance of how God had taken care of the Israelites in the past. Tonight is something new. When Jesus gives the disciples the bread and the cup, it becomes clear that he is giving them something different, something more. It's not just the bread and the wine that he gives them. No, Jesus declares that the bread and the wine are his very body and blood, which is poured out for many for the remission of sins. In giving them his very body and blood to eat and to drink, Jesus makes it clear that his life will be sacrificed for the sin of the world. He's not just another rabbi who's another in a string of teachers peddling their wares in the face of Roman oppression. No, Jesus is the very Lamb of God who has come to take away the sin of the world. Why does he say for many and not for everyone or even simply just for you? The point of Jesus saying for many is to highlight that his sacrifice is not for a select few, but for many. The point is, Jesus is not here excluding anyone. This meal isn't limited to the Old Testament people of Israel. It is, in fact, for his new Israel, his church, from every tribe and tongue and nation. For God desires everyone to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. But nor does Jesus say, for you, meaning only those disciples who are gathered at the table with him then and there. No. He says, for many, so that you, in your hearing this evening, would know that you are part of this great work of the Lamb of God to take away not only the sin of the world, but your sin. Tonight, Jesus is for many means for you. Tonight, Jesus again gives himself in a way that is unlike anyone or anything could. Right? No God gives his own flesh and blood for the salvation of the world. No God, except that is Jesus. Tonight, we see the great work of our Lord that is part of the greater story of God's work to redeem the world. And so, we see that our Lord's gift of himself was not new to the children of Israel. Far from it. This is what God had been doing from the very beginning. Think back to what we read from our Old Testament reading this evening, from Exodus chapter 24. Recall that Moses took the blood of the sacrifice, and he put it both upon the altar and sprinkled it on the people. And then he took Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, and the 70 elders of Israel, and they went up on Mount Sinai. We read, they saw the God of Israel. He did not harm the elders. He did not lay his hand upon them. And then it says, they beheld God, and they ate, and they drank. Well, who can do that? To see God is to be holy, for only one who is holy and pure may enter into the presence of God. The sacrifice had been made, and the blood of that sacrifice had been sprinkled upon the people, including the elders. So when they entered the presence of God, they did so as children, holy and beloved, sprinkled and washed with the blood. They ate and drank because they were now at peace with God through the blood of the sacrifice. Well, this is foreshadowing what is to come with Jesus, who is the Lamb of God. Of course, it was Jesus' blood that was shed for you on the cross. The sacrifice that atoned, that is paid for your sin, has been made. You have been washed and made clean in the blood of the Lamb. In your baptism, the blood of Christ now covers you. And in him and because of him, you are a new creation. You can stand before the throne of God because of his great work for you, because of his sacrifice for you. You, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, are at peace with God. You know, throughout our midweek services, we've been looking at that hymn, O Love, How Deep. But this evening, I want to reflect on a different hymn, O Lord, We Praise Thee. We sang it just a little while ago. It's penned by Martin Luther. It focuses us on the love of God given for us in the sacrament of the altar. Particularly these words, Thy holy body into death was given, life to win for us in heaven. No greater love than this to thee could bind us. May this feast thereof remind us. O Lord, have mercy. Lord, thy kindness did so constrain thee, that thy blood should bless and sustain me. All our debt thou hast paid. Peace with God once more is made. O Lord, have mercy. Brothers and sisters in Christ, this Holy Thursday, come to the table of the Lord. Receive his gifts, the gifts that only he can give. Eat and drink, not only in the presence of God, but on Christ, the Lamb, the sacrifice whose body is real food and blood real drink. His blood covers you, making you holy and righteous and pure before God. By his blood, you have peace with God. this evening, rest assured that when he says given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins, it means for you right here, right now. Amen. May the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.